This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that it will keep up the pressure on Iran now that Iranian officials announced that they're exceeding prescribed limits on the production of low-enriched uranium.
The White House sent out a statement that the U.S. will never allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons and that the nuclear deal, which the U.S. abandoned in May, should have never allowed Tehran to enrich uranium at any level. President Trump was asked if he had a message for Iranian leaders about exceeding enrichment limits.
No message to Iran. They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire.
The White House says President Trump discussed the situation with the president of France, which remains in the nuclear deal, along with many other European nations and China. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More deaths in Sudan after more protests from people demanding that the military return control back to civilians. There are reports of at least 11 people killed. Police fired tear gas as tens of thousands of people took to the streets on Sunday in the capital Khartoum and other areas in the first such demonstration since a June deadly crackdown on protesters. Tensions between them and demanding civilian rule and military leaders have been rising since the coup that forced out the long-ruling autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Talks between the two sides collapsed on June 3rd when the military lethally dispersed a protest sit-in outside military headquarters. Protest organizers said the death toll from the crackdown was at least 128, while authorities claim it was 61, including three security personnel. While the Taliban continues peace talks with the United States, the organization has claimed responsibility for a vehicle bomb and gun attack and resulting in, according to reports, the deaths of dozens and even more injuries. A group of five heavily armed men Monday carried out the powerful vehicle bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul. This is VOA News. The humanitarian aid bill rushed through Congress last week has been signed by President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
The $4.6 billion emergency package passed by Congress last week became law Monday afternoon as President Donald Trump put his signature on the measure in an Oval Office ceremony.
This is a humane solution to a tremendous problem that's caused because we have bad immigration laws.
Trump also called for changes to U.S. laws governing policy for asylum seekers.
Without these changes, more than 1 million immigrants will arrive at the borders this year, many of them lodging frivolous asylum claims.
According to a Human Rights Watch report obtained by the Associated Press, 103,658 asylum claims were filed from October through March 31st. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hundreds of protesters faced off with riot police early Monday at the anniversary of Hong Kong's return to Chinese rule ahead of an annual rally that was expected to draw huge crowds amid widespread anger over a controversial extradition bill. Police sprayed pepper spray to disperse the demonstrators in the latest protest over the extradition bill, which would allow people to be sent to mainland China for trial in courts controlled by the Communist Party. Facebook evacuated a mail facility near its Silicon Valley company headquarters after a package tested positive for the nerve agent sarin. The company said that two people were being evaluated for possible exposure to the toxic compound. It said that the two have not shown any signs of exposure, but they're being tested because they came into contact with the suspicious package. Authorities ordered the mail facility, which included four buildings, under quarantine and conducted tests on the area. They later cleared three buildings and allowed employees to return. The sudden summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arose out of their common desire for perpetuating the illusion of denuclearization, according to some experts. This is even though their divergent definitions of denuclearization remain unchanged. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, on Monday hailed Sunday's summit at the inter-Korean border and reported the next step would be denuclearization talks with Washington, marking an about-face for Pyongyang. Mr. Trump, whose schedule in South Korea included a visit to the demilitarized zone, tweeted an invitation to Kim on Friday suggesting they meet at the border separating the two Koreas. Kim greeted Trump on Sunday, invited him to the North Korean side of the border before then crossing over to the South. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.